Lunchtime radio at its best. This is the Lunch Break on Lotus FM.
Melissa Mahabir, psychic medium, returns to our show now for Crossing Over. Welcome back, Melissa. How's your week been?
Excellent, Prashan, and yours?
Excellent, just about the same. Let me introduce you to our listener for today's Crossing Over. Meenam Bal, good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Darshan. How are you?
I'm well. How are you this afternoon?
I'm okay. Thank you.
Are you ready for the session?
Yes, I am.
Okay, here's Melissa.
Hi, Meenam Bal.
Hi, good afternoon, Melissa. How are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm okay, thank you, I guess.
Okay. Meenam Bal, there's two energies that come out. The first energy is a male. He's a young male energy that passed away suddenly.
It's my son.
I'm sorry to hear this. And the second energy is a mother figure. It's more like a grand to your late son.
Yeah, that's my mom.
Okay. Your son shows me, or he tells me that he passed away very suddenly. He feels like he was wheeled in, like smiling and laughing and everything, and he came out not being able to talk.
Yeah, so Melissa, my child was, if I can elaborate, my son was an energetic 29-year-old boy, full of life, full of zest for life. He was a recovering addict. At the time of his death, he was 7 years and 4 months clean. He was also a very vibrant figure in the community. He served in the CPS. He served on the website of Narcotics Anonymous as a chairman. So he had everything going in his life, you know. And he left home on the morning of the 29th. He drove himself to hospital. It was a scheduled up that was going to take 15, 20 minutes, which was an early. My boy went in, he drove himself, he admitted himself. I saw him the Friday, I saw him the Saturday. Saturday is full of life. He was supposed to be operated on the Saturday afternoon. The doctor came to see him, or the surgeon came to see him at 4:15, spent like literally 4 minutes with him. And I was there, you know. And then he left and he said he was very tired. He'll operate on him on the morning of the 1st. And I still said to my son, why on New Year's Day, you know? And he said, nah, mommy, I'll be home by Tuesday. So I was under the impression Tuesday my child will be back home. On Sunday, at 11:15, he called my daughter to say he's going to be with him now. He'll get back.
I need you to know that he is fine. And he says, my mother is not eating. Okay, and you're waiting for something. What are you waiting for?
I'm waiting to die.
No. No, my love, no.
Don't say that, Meenam Bal. You have a lot to live for.
Yes, this is everybody with their time. It's not your time. You need to learn things that you need to learn.
I want to be with my friends.
Meenam Bal, I need you to know something, okay? You're sleeping with your hands, you know, your hand under your head, you know, picture this, okay? And when you're sleeping on your side and you're thinking, somebody is sitting on your bed and somebody taps your hand. Has that been happening to you?
Melissa, I've been having this from the time he passed away. You know, I fall off to sleep and then I can feel somebody, like, you know, my bed is going down or somebody's sitting on my bed. And
It's him.
I never used to sleep on my side, but after he passed on, I just sleep on my side. And every night or every other night when I'm, you know, like when I'm subconscious, I can feel somebody touching me or holding my shoulder and, you know, like it's standing there.
Exactly in that position that I mentioned to you, okay? It's him. He's touching you. You know, as you pet a baby on the side of your shoulder, you know, you can feel this energy. You can feel this presence. You can feel the bed going literally down, like somebody
and I've been telling people this and people think I'm going mad.
No, you're not going mad. My love, I want you to know that your son is with Ma. Okay, that means that he's with his granny. Okay, they're sitting in the kitchen that has a table, and they're having mutton curry together. Do you resonate with what I'm saying to you?
Okay, I can, but like I say, you know, he used to live with my mother, he used to go to my mom, he used to come to me. When my mom was alive,
he
was like,
feeding him, okay?
Yeah, he was always
there. And that means they're together.
Yeah, she used to do this with the gray, and the mutton curry is a thing because he loved mutton curry.
Who's turning 40, my love? Who's turning 40?
My daughter.
Okay. He speaks about his sister needing to help you, okay? She needs to come to the party. There's a lot of documents that he's showing me, okay? And she needs to help you with this.
Mm.
And the next 6 months of your life is going to change for the better. I promise you it's going to change for the better, and we need you to acknowledge this.
Minabel, how are you feeling now? You've gone silent all of a sudden.
I'm listening, you know, this fashion, there's so much of things that's going in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every day I go to bed, you know, in the past I used to talk to God and I used to thank God for everything that I went through in the day, and now I go to bed, I thank my son for just, you know, I pray that he watches over me, I pray that he helps me through everything that I'm going. Right now, Vashin, I'm going through a lot in my life. I've come to an end of the road where I feel like there's a no-go. I don't know. I'm waiting for the day he comes and he takes my hand and leads me home.
Milambal, this is what's going to happen, okay? After the session today with me, okay, you're going to acknowledge, and I mean, I don't know you. I don't know all these things that's been happening. He's been showing me, okay? He's with you. I just need you to listen. Sometimes when we're clouded with so much of emotion, we can't listen to what somebody that has crossed over is telling us. There's only so much that they can do. Remember that. They can't do everything.
Yeah.
But I need you to know that he's with you. And he was your pillar of strength when he was on this earth. And he's now going to be your pillar of strength in heaven.
And you're guiding light at the same time.
Thank you.
You know, you look to him for hope. So just live with that hope that he's there guiding you all the time. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to end this session. Really sorry about that, Minambal. Sending you lots of love, not just from myself in the studio, but all the listeners are sending their love and light, and they're so concerned about you. So please take care of yourself. And thank you for being brave enough to be on the feature this afternoon.
Thank you, Vashin. Thank you, Melissa. I appreciate it.
Milambal, you are going to make this. You are an amazing woman. You're going to do this, and you're going to inspire all the other women out there that have lost their kids in order to go forward and to hang on. God bless you. Lots of love and light to you.
Thank you, Melissa. Blessings to you as well.
Blessings.
Thanks, Melissa. Next crossing over session is next Wednesday at 1:30.
Thank you, Vashin. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Lotus FM.
Yeah.
Share the experience.
Share.